Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Weisslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2, Nonsense, and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. Post up. We'd love to have you. What's going on, bro?
Nothing. Chill, man.
Yeah, man. We had a little bit of an adventure today.
Yeah.
You know, almost got there and then had to turn right back around. But it is what it is. You know, anything else been going on with you, man?
Gave Star a bath today and she fucking cut me up.
Oh my goodness. She got you good too, bro.
Like, damn. Bitch, you know you like water. Stop playing. Gotta scratch me and shit.
Damn. That's messed up. She was on it.
Heavy.
This goddamn thing here. Hold on. We having a little technical difficulties with the audio. Sorry about that, people. But, yeah, man, it's good to be back, though. You know, last week, like I said in a previous episode, man, I had my son. So, that's why we didn't get to you guys last week. But we appreciate you guys listening, being here with us. Man, life is a little bit different now.
Yeah, it is.
Being a father, man.
Yeah, that should change everything.
Yeah. I never asked you, man, like, how you feel the first time, you know, how'd you feel when you found out? How'd you feel when he was born, when your son was born?
Well, when we found out, you know, for one, I was happy because we were trying.
Right.
You know, so. And then when he was born, you know. It just changes everything.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, did I cry? Did I cry when he was born? I did not cry. I was a little worried more than anything. Cause he actually choked on a little fluid when he was coming out. So that was a little scary, you know, because you never know what's gonna happen at that point.
Yeah.
But he made it through, and also, like, his body temperature was a little low when he came out, but I just said he just got that ice water in the veins, like, pops, and the ice water in the veins, he came out to this cold world, like, y'all, I'm gonna be just as cold as you.
Okay.
It was wartime out there. His name is Ares. It was wartime out there for him. He was being mad at Lucifer. They was giving her the medicines to induce labor, and he was like, nah, I ain't having this shit. Like, he was blocking that, like, nah. But I'm happy he's here.
Yeah, you man. Know,
it is a life-changing experience.
I finally just seen Double A.
Yeah, man.
Got a head full of hair.
Head full of hair. He got that from his mama's side, family. Because it damn sure ain't getting it from me. He got that good hair, too.
I feel the same way. He got my son got a head full of curls, and it ain't from me.
Yeah, he got that good hair, too, man.
Word. But,
you know, it's a good experience. You know, I'm just looking forward to the next step. You know, always want to thank the people who helped us out, all the people who bought gifts and things like that for us. It was great. I got this fucking baby monitor I was telling you about.
Yeah.
With the night vision camera and the sensor on it. So that shit, when the baby cried, that motherfucker moved to the area where the baby's crying and shit.
It's a little overkill, but okay.
Hey, man. He need that protection. The only other protection he could receive that's more than that is if it was an armed guard standing over the crib.
Something.
You know? Plus, man, got the swing, the bouncy, got everything in that money, man. Just make sure he's good, you know.
Oh, he gonna be spoiled. Don't even worry about it. Shit, he already spoiled. You got a fucking night vision monitor. Like, come on.
We got this fucking thing called a docker tot. It's like a big ass like pillow joint that envelops the baby inside that joint. It's supposed to be safe and stuff for the babies when they sleeping and shit. It's supposed to keep them nice and cozy.
Thought you wasn't getting that.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
His grandma got it.
Okay.
That's the thing. I ain't say no, but I was like, damn, this shit costs a lot of money. And motherfuckers was like, yo, I'm still going to get this anyways. So he got it anyways.
All right.
So, hey, man. I mean, when you got help, you got help.
Yeah.
And we got that big-ass diaper genie joining there. I know you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
That diaper genie, to me, ain't nothing but a goddamn trash can. But, you know.
That's all it is. And you just put diapers in it.
A trash can with a goddamn stick up on it. The little deodorizer joint. But this is going to be great, man. I can't wait for the next part of it. I want to enjoy this right now, though. Holding them and stuff.
Well, yeah. Enjoy that quiet. Enjoy that quiet while you can.
Yeah.
Because it don't last long.
It don't last long. He be talking back and shit.
Shit. My son got my mouth.
So. We know. We know. But he's a good kid, though, man. He might got a little mouth on him, but he's a good kid, man.
Yeah. Hopefully it stay that way.
It took him a long time to start talking, though.
Yeah, man. Had to have speech therapy and all that shit. Because he just wouldn't talk.
But you know what? I think it was one of those things where it was like, look, nigga, when I say some stuff, it's going to be important.
No, because now he'd just be talking to talk. Like, shut up, man. Like, god damn. Like, I remember when you ain't say nothing.
You remember when he ain't say nothing.
For real.
You know? But my son don't do too much crying. Like, he'll put up a little bit of a fuss, though, when you try to change the diaper. But he don't put up too much of a fuss, man. He'd be like, yo, get up off me. Get up off me. Why you touching my legs? Get up off me. It's always wartime for him, man. We gave him the perfect name because he looking for the angle. He like, yo, I'm going to win this battle.
Yeah, Anthony, he never really cried either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good, though, man, to, you know, sleep through the night not crying.
Oh, he didn't sleep through the night. He was on my sleep schedule.
He was on your sleep schedule?
Yeah.
He up all night sleeping during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, you know, that's just a little bit about us being fathers, man. I don't think you think we're going to start talking a lot about being fathers on this show?
No. Are you going to start talking more about it?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't know, man. We'll see. But
I think you will. Just for a brief 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, just here and there. But on today's episode, man, it's going to be mostly about music. We're going to talk a few albums that was released. We're going to do that Grammy talk and artists of the decade. We'll talk about that. And then we'll touch on some other stuff too, man. Whatever you want to talk about. Did we have any listener questions today?
Nope.
No listener questions today?
Nope.
Why you give me that look when I talk about we was talking about music, man?
Because we had a brief discussion about it at work, and it's just like, oh my gosh. Talking about this shit.
You know, but yeah, man, since we ain't got no listener questions, we gonna get into it. Over the past week or so, The Game dropped a new album called Born to Rap. This album is long as fuck. 25 tracks on this motherfucker.
Okay.
It's not bad, though. I mean, I'm going to say I didn't like two songs on there. The intro and the outro. Like, the first song and the last song. Both songs had Ed Sheeran on it. And it just didn't work out for him.
I I know I'm not going to listen to it, so.
Why you not going to listen to it, man? What you got against the game?
No, just not a fan of his.
Just not a fan of his. I always call that nigga the Cell from Dragon Ball Z, the Cell of the rap game. Like, this nigga mimics and imitates people when they on the song with them and stuff. Sometimes that could be a good thing. Sometimes it could be a bad thing. That depends on what rappers are on the joint. But one of the recurring themes that was on this whole damn album was the fact that he really wants to do a song with Jay-Z. That's what I took away from that.
Why?
I don't know. I guess that's one of the people he looked up to. And, you know, one of the people that he think is great. And he wanted to do a song with them.
So pick up the phone.
I think it's a little bit more difficult than just picking up the phone and being like, hey, yo, Jay.
Okay, so pay the nigga. You're going to have to pay him anyway.
Yeah. Think about that, though, man. Like, Jay-Z is... The nigga got a lot of stuff going on.
Like what?
Well, he's, you know, the NFL shit, the...
Fuck his NFL shit. He got two people doing this halftime Super Bowl show that don't nobody want to see.
You know, his Rock Nation management company. You know, he does the clothes, the shoes, the, you know, the music. I mean, the guy does a lot.
No, he don't.
I mean, he's rich.
He's rich. That don't mean he do a lot. See, when you rich, you delegate.
When you rich, you delegate.
Yes.
I mean, he did have to start from the bottom. Niggas had to start from the bottom.
Oh, he did.
Had to grind to get there.
But now he
delegating.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got more free time then.
Yes.
So the game should just go ahead and pick up the phone and be like, yo, man, come on, man, let me get a verse, bro.
You the game. You can't tell me you can't get that number from somebody.
He can strong arm somebody.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, but I like the album, man. I get an album like a B plus, you know. I mean, it was the length. I know we say we want people to not be stingy with the music, but then when they giving us Chris Brown size albums, we'd be like, yo, this is too much.
But you want to know what, though? I think it depends on the artist.
Yeah. Like, you can sit up there and listen to a long-ass Chris Brown album. I can't.
I didn't say I could.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Ah, no.
Once.
Yeah.
I listened to that 45-track, whatever album it was.
That's not even a CD. Like, you can't even burn that to a CD no more.
No.
Like,
nah. That's a triple disc.
That's a triple disc.
Because a double disc is like 30 tracks.
Yeah. So. You got the triple disc. You fucking, if you was riding around in the ride back in the day, you would have to switch CDs. You got your CD book and you switch it. For those kids or whoever young motherfuckers that's listening to this and don't know nothing about having the CD book.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking disc man with the anti-skip.
It had to have the anti-skip. Yeah. You couldn't walk down the street without it. Word up.
Word up. And taking it even back further for the motherfuckers who used to have a Walkman with the cassette tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, recording shit off the radio?
Oh, yeah, man. Trying to time it right. You got to sit there all day trying to get that one track. Because it's not like how it is now where they play that one song twice an hour.
Nah, man. You had to wait. They used to play that. And I used to always catch the fucking the afternoon joint where they'll world premiere a song. Like, they world premiere the All About the Benjamins and shit like that. Like, dog, you used to wait for that. Like, yo. They'll tell you. They used to tell you, like, a week in advance. Like, yo, we gonna play that new Notorious B.I.G. on such and such day, man. Be ready for that. And you used to sit by the radio all day just.
Yeah, man.
them was the days, boy. But, you know, the Games album, like I said, the joint is okay, man. If you want to listen to a nice, He's got a nice diverse cast of features on there, too. Don't Bring It Down. He's got a song with the late, great Nipsey Hussle on there called Welcome Home, I believe it is. I think my favorite one on that joint was...
I ain't never, ever in my life heard a Nipsey Hussle song. I didn't know who that nigga was till he died on some serious shit.
It's like that sometimes, man. It's like that.
I'm just being real. Like, yeah, like I ain't never heard of him before.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the radio. I ain't up on everything like everybody else. I'm in my own little world.
It's like that. But he also, I think my favorite song on there is probably the one where it's called The Light, where he actually calling out people. Like, you know, wanting to, let's go bar for bar. Let's rap against each other. He's calling out everybody. I don't know if he really want that smoke with everybody.
No, of course you don't want that smoke with everybody.
But the first name that was on the list, guess what the first name that was on the list was?
Who?
M.
You don't want that smoke.
If it's really just rap, M come step in the light. That's what he said. And then he was calling out the rest of them, Kendrick, J. Cole, all of them. Like, let's go bar for bar, man.
He don't want that smoke. Because when 50 was beefing with the locks, he ain't want none of that.
Nah, he was rolling.
No.
He ain't want none of that.
No,
he didn't want to beef with the locks because he was cool with the locks. Like, you ain't just fighting other people's battles. Like, that's your battle. You fight your own battle.
Yeah, that's what it was. But if you a crew, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be part of a crew. You take that beef.
All right, so when we beefing with the other podcast, I just got to have your back all day.
I got your back.
All right, cool. We roll, you know? But I don't think he ever wanted to be a member of the crew. Like, he was just, you know, I think he was forced into the situation, put into the situation to try to help his career, which 50 did help his career. Like, I ain't going to lie. He helped his career, you know? And it was all good from there. Also, other album that came out, it actually came out this past Friday, Fat Joe and Dre from Kool and Dre, the producers, producers, they put out an album called Family Ties. Little 11-track joint, little quick cup of coffee type joint.
You listen to it?
I did listen to it. I wasn't really feeling that joint too much.
I'm not a fan of Fat Joe.
So. I wasn't really feeling that joint too much. That one I'm going to give like a D plus. The most fire song on there was the song that they had with Remy Ma. Remy Ma was spitting, though. You don't like Remy Ma, man?
I mean, she all right.
You know, her and Papoose, bro. That's my guy, man.
Papoose. I like Papoose.
That's my guy.
I like Papoose. Like, I think I got a mixtape of his on my phone that I ain't even listened to.
Hey, this nigga need to come back and start rapping again, goddammit.
Nah, I think he dropped a mixtape like a month or two ago. Like I said, I got it on my phone. I just didn't listen to the shit. Yeah.
I'm gonna check that shit out. That's my guy, man.
Give you the name of it.
That dude could really go. Like, we was talking about that too, like people that could really go. The other album that came out, of course, was Fabulous with the Summertime Shootout 3. He's got the Soul album coming out soon. It's the third installment of the Soul Tape trilogy. You ever heard of Soul Tape trilogy?
He's already got three.
He's got two Soul Tapes.
No, he's bringing got out three.
He said it himself. He's bringing out the Soul album, which is the last part of the Soul Tape.
Nigga, I'm telling you right now, he's already got three Soul Tapes.
Well, maybe this nigga didn't know himself how many fucking mixtapes he got.
There's all three of them right there.
He got all three of them.
Yep. That's all.
He said he's coming out with the Soul album, which I don't know when that's dropping, but the Summertime Shootout, man, you listen to that joint, right?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
For me, there's only one track I will listen to.
God damn. And which track is that?
Bombs. Back on my bullshit.
Is it just because he made a ton of Bulls references?
No. That's just what I like the most.
Yeah. That song was fire, though. I ain't gonna even lie, that song was fire. If you had to get at that album, well, being that you only said it one song, what you giving that as overall grade?
I give it like a D minus. Like I'm not high on Fab like I used to.
Yeah.
He changed his style. He rapping with these garbage ass rappers. Them features on his album on Soul Summertime Shootout 3. I mean, this is garbage. Like, stop rapping with these garbage ass niggas bringing yourself down.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you do that shit just so you get play. You know? I ain't trying to hear that.
Well, from what he said when he had an interview with Sway on Sway in the Morning, you know, he said that he basically, he the features and the people that he does songs with right now, those are people that his 11-year-old son like and admire and wants to hear him rap with those people. So he go and he try to cultivate a relationship and rap with those folks. You know? I mean, if he's doing it to try to, you know, appease his son and make that kid's dreams come true, who am I to stand in the way of that? You know? Yeah, some of the songs be coming out garbage. But at the end of the day, even though he changed his style up and he rapping with garbage ass raps, dude still got bars. He still got bars.
Nah, he does. He does, and I'm not going to deny that. I'm just telling you, just for me,
right.
I don't want to hear them garbage ass rappers.
You don't want to hear them garbage ass features.
Nah, because it just makes me not want to listen to your shit, period. Because I know these other trash ass niggas is on your shit. And you want to know what? I understand other people like those artists. I'm just speaking for me. I'm not one of them young heads that like this young generation of hip hop. No. You call me that old hating nigga. I don't give a fuck.
So you mean to tell me you can't get down with the Travis Scott? You mean to tell me?
I don't even know who Travis Scott is.
It's cool, man. You mean to tell me you can't get down with the baby?
I heard the name.
You mean to tell me you can't get down and you can't get jiggy with the Migos?
No.
You mean to tell me you can't get down with the NBA young boy?
Come on. Please. I don't even know who you are. That's a stupid name.
The NBA young.
You ain't in the league, nigga.
My bad. He can't call himself NBA young boy. It's never broke again. Never broke again. Never broke again. You can't get down with them people, man.
Change your name, nigga.
Change your name. You can't get down with the Young Thugs.
Young Thugs?
Young Thug.
Oh.
I'm just saying, I said the plural, like, you can't get down with, you know, the people like him. Like,
no.
All right, man. Yeah.
They ain't got no bars.
You ain't got no bars.
I'm about bars.
How you know they ain't got no bars?
Because if they're on Fab shit and I listen to it, I don't know your name. You ain't got no bars.
So, yeah, we... You know, you just, did anybody on there?
No. No.
Nobody on there PG at all? Like,
no. Like, not Meek Mill. Nobody. No.
Meek verse was Roddy Whack on that joint. Like, that joint was trash.
To me, Meek ain't nice anyway.
Hey, man, to each his own. I think he rap good on some songs, man. He got to have, like, it got to be songs where Rick Ross and Wale on the joint with him. Then we talking.
I think I've only liked like one Meek Mill verse ever.
And what verse was this?
I think it was on a song with Luda.
It was on a song with Luda. Okay, all right, I give you that. Didn't he do a song with Jadakiss?
If he did, I didn't hear it.
Dang, I can't remember.
Since we're talking about music. I have not listened to this, and I won't listen to this, but French Montana put some shit out. It's called Montana.
Yeah, French Montana. Okay.
It's 20 tracks.
I might check it out just to see what he's talking about. I've never actually listened to a French Montana album.
I have.
You really?
Yep.
Wow.
Nah, I probably listened to a mixtape. You mean not an album?
Oh, okay. I've never listened to a French Montana album.
I won't listen to an album.
Either. You know, the Grammys are coming up. And man, the list out here. The list out here. So, for those who don't know, man, if you don't know what the fuck the Grammys is,
it doesn't matter because they're irrelevant.
It's supposed to be the highest prestige for.
He said prestige.
Jeez. It's supposed to be. No. Yo, let me get it.
Okay, go ahead, man.
I was saying, notice that I said it's supposed to be a prestigious award. It's supposed to be the highest esteem for an artist. If you win a Grammy, or if you're even nominated for a Grammy, it's supposed to be the pinnacle of your career. It's supposed to be up there. You're supposed to garner. When you get Grammy nominated, your asking price go up for your performances. So, yes, it is irrelevant to some people. Like, most people wouldn't care about getting Grammy nominated. But when you got that Grammy nominated next to your name, you can ask for more for those performances. So, when you're doing a show, you can get an extra 15 to 20.
Oh, just for the record. That Papoose joint is called Food for Thought.
Food for Thought, Papoose. All right, we're going to check that out.
10 tracks.
So, I don't know how to pronounce some of these people's names, but we're going to do the best we can with this. And I know, Matt, I know you don't know some of these motherfuckers, man. But I want you to give me your best guess of who you think is going to win the award. Can we do that? Can you do that for me?
Sure.
So, album of the year. I think this is Bon Air.
Who?
Bon Air. I think that's what the name of their group is. Bon Air. The album called I. I think this is a rock group. Then you got Lana Del Rey with Norman fucking Rockwell. And I heard that album. That album's pretty good. That bitch insane. She's pretty good. Then up next, you got Billie Eilish with the album called When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? That album's pretty good. I like it. I heard it. It's a pretty good album. Then we got Her. That's the chick's name. Her name is Her. I don't know what it stands for, but it looks like it's an acronym. But her name is Her. And the name of the album is called I Used to Know Her. I heard that joint. It's all right. Ariana Grande with Thank You Next. Lil Nas X with 7. Yeah. If you guys didn't hear a previous episode where we talked about Lil Nas X, he gave me the weirdest look just now. He just put his hand over his face like, yo, this nigga great. Album of the year. He is nominated for Album of the Year. Lizzo with 'Cause I Love You, and Vampire Weekend with Father of the Brat. Which one of these motherfuckers you think might win this?
First off, I've only heard one of those albums.
You heard the Ariana Grande one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll give it to her by default.
You'll give it to her by default.
I don't know any of them. We talked about Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
But man, everybody else, like, I don't know them. I've never even heard of them.
You know what? Just because of how I've seen, like, the crossover appeal of this young lady, I'm going with Billie Eilish. This bitch be on every motherfucking show. Okay. She's got her song on commercials and shit. I think she might win the joint. Record of the year, Bon Air with Hey Ma, Never Heard It. Billie Eilish with Bad Guy. Ariana Grande with 7 Rings. Her with Hard Place. Khaled with Talk. Lil Nas X with Old Country Road. Lizzo with Truth Hurts. And Post Malone featuring... who is that? Quavo, I think it is, with Sunflower. You ain't heard none of these songs except the one, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'll give it to Post Malone. And I ain't never heard his shit.
Yeah. Great. That's record of the year. Song of the year. We got Lady Gaga with Always Remember Us This Way.
Don't mention her name.
Why not? What happened?
I just can't stand her. But keep going.
Okay. Billie Eilish with Bad Guy. Tiana Tucker. I ain't even gonna lie.
I thought she was about to say Tama Tonga. Word. I don't even know.
Tanya Tucker with Bring My Flowers Now. Her with Hard Place. Taylor Swift with Lover. Lana Del Rey with Norman fucking Rockwell. Lizzo with True Hurts. And Lewis Capaldi with Someone Loved You. I don't know who's going to win that shit.
I'll give it to the second one.
Billie Eilish? Cool. Best New Artist. Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, and Rosalita. Tank in the Baggers and Yola. I have no idea who the fuck any of
these
people is. No idea who the fuck any of these people are. Best solo pop performance, Beyonce with Spirit, Billie Eilish with Bad Guy, Ariana Grande with Seven Rings, Lizzo, True Hurts.
You said we was all going to talk about hip-hop and R&B. You talk about pop. And...
Oh, I can move. Well, yeah. That's kind of pop, hip-hop, R&B.
I don't know none of them people. All right,
so here we go. Best rap album, Dreamville, J. Cole and the Dreamville Gang with Revenge of the Dream Chasers. Revenge of the Dreamer, excuse me. Meek Mill with Championships. 21 Savage with I Am Greater Than I Was. Tyler the Creator with Igor. And YBN Cardi with Lost Boy.
Seriously, those are all the choices?
Yeah, those are the choices.
Let me see that.
Let me see that right there at the bottom of the screen. Like, That nigga got to look at the paper. He got to look at the answer sheet. When in doubt, choose C.
Wow.
YBN Cardi had the best album of all those guys. That's just me.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, because...
He ain't going to win, but he had the best album of all those guys.
Who going to win, then?
I have no idea. I thought, No, never mind. I know he was.
The dude on the top going to win.
J. Cole and his peoples?
Yeah.
All right, I guess. Best rap song, YBN Cordae with Bad Idea featuring Trance the Rapper. Rick Ross featuring Drake with Gold Roses. 21 Savage featuring J. Cole with A Lot. Nipsey Hussle, Racks in the Middle featuring Roddy Ricch and Hit-Boy. And DaBaby with Suge.
They going to give it to DaBaby.
I think they going to give it to Nipsey Hussle because he dead.
That don't mean shit.
Nah, I think they going to give it to him because he dead. Because Cardi B beat him out last year for the album of the year.
That's why the Grammys are irrelevant to me.
Because Cardi B won one?
She's got a Grammy and Snoop don't.
Yo, you gonna bring that up every time.
Yes, I will bring that up every time.
Yeah. She do got a Grammy and Snoop don't. Like, I mean, what can you say? Best rap performance, J. Cole with Middle Child, DaBaby with Suge, J. Cole again with Down Bad featuring his homeboys from Dreamville, Nipsey Hussle with Racks in the Middle, and Offset featuring Cardi B with Clout.
Who cares,
man? You funny, dog. Best rap sung collaboration, DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend with Higher. Lil Baby and Gunna with Drip Too Hard. Lil Nas X.
Drip Too Hard.
Drip Too Hard, dog. Lil Nas X with Panini. DJ Mustard featuring.
Why is Lil Nas X nominated for Mad Grammys?
Because he nominated for Mad Grammys.
Yo, we're done with this. We're done with this. I done heard his name too much. We're done with this.
You don't like Lil Nas X, bro? You don't like Lil Nas X? Oh, Dave Chappelle is nominated for Best Comedy Album for Sticks and Stones.
Great.
Michelle Obama is nominated for her book Becoming in audio form. It's for Best Spoken Word Album. She nominated Michelle Obama.
Great.
Miley Cyrus is also nominated for a remixed recording. Her and Madonna, they nominated for remixed recordings.
Madonna still make music?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, bitch, hang it up. You was famous in the 80s. You got it back then.
Beyonce nominated for the Lion King.
Who cares? She's trash.
She's trash.
The Lion King was trash.
And best music video, Lil Nas X is nominated for those.
I should make a fucking music video just doing a goddamn two-step. See if I get nominated.
You ain't gonna get nominated. Your two-step either gotta be stupid.
It'd be stupid.
Or it's gotta be the best damn two-step niggas ever seen. Like,
nah, you wanna know why I won't get nominated? Because it'll make sense.
It'll make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, you're funny, man. But the Grammys, man, check that shit out.
No, don't check that shit out. That shit is a joke. Don't waste your time.
Lil Nas X gonna bring home like 4 Grammys. And Snoop ain't got none.
That's not even funny. That's not even funny. I can't laugh at that. That's not funny because it's real.
Like, it's so real. And that fat bitch Lizzo gonna bring home like 2 Grammys too, and she whack as fuck. Like, yo. Niggas wear their Grammys that don't even deserve them shits, cause the landscape just so nasty right now. We talked about that.
Oh my gosh.
Being that we're coming close to the end of the decade, what I wanted to do also, man, Pitchfork released a top 200 albums of the 2010s. So, of the decade, they released a top 200 albums.
Let me see that. Well, read what you got to read. I want to see that. I want to see what relevant albums is on there to me.
Well, to you, probably none. the reason why I printed it out, because we could go over a few of them. The ones that I thought was notable that I actually listened to.
Okay.
Not that I said was good. Albums that I actually heard. Some of them. Okay. Some of these I ain't hear. But at number 198 was Jean Grey and Kwale Chris.
The only Jean Grey I know is a fucking X-Man.
Well, hold on, man. Her and Kwale Chris, them dudes, her and Kwale Chris, they can rap. They're really good. I was surprised to actually see them up on the list, because this is a really good album. They mostly underground. They're underground rap. So they're not in mainstream. They don't make no radio hits. You're not going to hear them on the radio.
Oh, I know they ain't on the radio, because I ain't heard of them.
Yeah, so this is a pretty good album. I was surprised that they made the list. At 188 was Pusha T with Daytona.
Shit, you wouldn't have heard of Styles P because he ain't on the radio neither.
Yeah. He's not on this list either.
Then stop reading the list.
Nah, man. Come on. At number 171 was JPEG Mafia with Veteran. Now, JPEG Mafia is a... He's.
You mean to tell me all the music Styles P put out, top 200, he can't get one? He can't get one spot?
He didn't get one spot. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. It just didn't happen. Okay? Number 169 was Paramore with After Laughter. Number 166 was Nicki Minaj with Pink Print. Number 163 was Meek Mills with Dream Chasers 2. Number 160 was No Name. No Name is a rapper. She is great. With Room 25, go listen to that. She's a great rapper. I like her. Number 155 was 21 Savage and Metro Boomin with Savage Mode. Number 151 was the person that you don't like. You can't stand her. It was Lady Gaga with the Fame Monster. 145 was Chief Keef. Chief Keef came in at 145. 141 was Rick Ross, Rich Forever. Number 137 was ASAP Rocky. One of my favorite albums made this list. It was 131, Run the Jewels. Go listen to that. Janelle Monáe made the list. Daft Punk made the list. Waka Flocka Flame made the list. Waka Flocka made the list at 110. That's crazy. Jeremiah made the list. Your girl Ariana Grande made the list at number 100. It was Sweetener.
That was the worst album.
That was. But she made the list. And her other albums did not. Yes. Her other albums did not. Number 92.
Dangerous Woman didn't make the album?
It did not.
Sweetener was trash.
Did not make the list, sir.
Who the fuck made this list?
This is from Pitchfork. Pitchfork.
Who the fuck is Pitchfork?
Pitchfork, they review albums.
That's okay, what they do. They're irrelevant.
That's what they do. Number 92 was Jay-Z and Kanye Watch the Throne. Chance the Rapper was at number 84 with Acid Rap. Solange.
No.
Beyonce's sisters made the list.
This list is irrelevant for her to even be on there.
What you talking about? Solange?
Yes.
Her music is great.
Yo, fuck all that. She's on there, but Styles P ain't.
She make better music than her sister.
She's on there, but Styles P ain't.
Bruh, you can't compare R&B to rap, dude. Stop. I mean, yes, they're trying to do that, but come on.
They put Sweetener on there. Sweetener is her worst album.
But if you mad that Solange on there, nigga, this list is gonna make you fucking angry.
I'm already angry. Have you not seen me over here sitting here just like, what the fuck am I listening to? Like, why are you reading this bullshit?
The thing is though, why you keep getting mad that Styles P don't be making lists, dog? He don't make the list, man. It's not his fault. It ain't your fault.
That's why we're reading irrelevant lists, like I said.
You know, but there's a lot more people out here, man, than just Styles P. Give me another rapper that
But I'm saying he can't get one spot out of 200 for a decade? He can't get one spot?
He did not get one spot.
That's what I'm talking about.
He might have been 201. Who knows? Like, nobody knows. Give me another rapper or somebody that is good that you think should have made this list. Because we're going to talk about artists of the decade in a minute here.
Okay, I bet you Ludaversal ain't on there.
You know damn well ain't nobody here Ludaversal. You know damn
But that's what I'm talking about.
But you know damn well ain't nobody here Ludaversal.
But you know that shit is fire.
I know that shit is fire, but you know damn well ain't nobody here Ludaversal. Anyways, man, back to this goddamn list.
Fuck your list, man.
The Weeknd came in at number 75. Cardi B was at number 73. Drake
is Eminem on the list?
None of his albums were on this list. That's absolutely right. Nope. None of his albums were on this list. None of them. A Tribe Called Quest came in at number 44. Erykah Badu came in at number 42. Beyonce was at number 41 with Lemonade. David Bowie made the list.
That nigga's dead.
He made the list at number 37, bro. SZA made the list at number 24.
Who?
SZA.
Who the fuck is that?
She's a singer, bro.
How you gonna just bring her up like I know who the fuck that is?
A lot of these motherfucking people, you don't know who it is, so I just assume that I just go ahead over and say her name. Taylor Swift is on this list, too.
Fuck you, bitch.
Kendrick Lamar was on the list at number 18. Actually, every goddamn album that Kendrick Lamar released was on this fucking list. He was at number 57. He was at number 18. Kanye West made the list at number 15 with Yeezus.
Now I know your list is relevant.
Lord made the list with Melodrama at number 14. Number 13, Drake made the joint with Take Care. Rihanna was at number 12 with Anti. Now, the top 10. I'm going to give you a few out of the top 10.
Nah, give me the whole top
10. I ain't got the whole top 10. I only got a few out of the top 10. Because okay. Some of the motherfuckers, I ain't know who they were. Okay. Number 10 was Frank Ocean with Channel Orange. Number 9 was D'Angelo with Black Messiah. Number 6 was Solange, Seat at the Table. That album is great. Number 4 was Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Number 3 was Beyonce with her self-titled album that came out in 2013. Number 2 was Kanye West with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And number 1, so this nigga started the top 10 and he ended the top 10, Frank Ocean with Blonde, was Pitchfork's top album of the decade. That Blonde album was great, though. I know you ain't hear it because you don't listen to Frank Ocean, but that shit was fire.
Let me see that list.
Let me see that list. Just so you know, people, that was based on Pitchfork. Pitchfork is a publication that reviews albums. They review songs. They put together that list of the top 200 albums of the decade. I just thought it'd be funny just to go over that shit with him a little bit, man. You heard him get upset that Styles P and Eminem did not make the list. You know, but
Cardi B can make the list.
Cardi B didn't make the list. She was like 60-something. She was in there. She won a Grammy, bro. Yo, let me stop fucking with this guy like this, because this nigga's getting bad. But we do got one more segment. One more segment. Because Hot 97, the radio station out here in New York.
They're irrelevant, too.
Somewhat.
There is no somewhat.
They did...
They're New York based in the city, and they gave my man SP no love.
You just Snoop and SP, you just holding the grudge for them. Like, you holding the grudge for Snoop.
SP has never put out anything bad.
I know, you holding the grudge for Snoop not winning the Grammy. Snoop gonna get him a lifetime achievement Grammy. He gonna get him one of those.
Yeah, for fucking with Martha Stewart.
That has nothing to do with that. He might win him like an Emmy or something for fucking with Martha Stewart, but he gonna win a Grammy. He gonna win a Grammy for being in the rap game forever in a goddamn decade. And Styles P, unfortunately, he's never gonna get the credit he deserves. I'm sorry. I hate to say it.
This is why I don't like talking about music.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about how good he is.
Yeah.
Because we listen to his music.
I understand that.
But it's a young man's game out here, man.
No, it's not.
But you can't be out here.
Them young men is trash.
You know, but you can't be out here, man, holding a grudge against these young boys, man.
Did you not just hear my last statement?
I did hear your last statement. Not all the young boys is trash. Not all of them. There's some good guys out there. There's some good young guys out there. I know you don't be wanting to listen to half of them motherfuckers, but
because when I give them a try, all I hear is garbage.
I understand, man. But Hot 97 put together a randomized bracket. They picked a gang of artists to go against each other, head up, kind of like a March Madness basketball bracket. And the fans would vote on who would win out. Who's the better artist? Now, the top artist in each section was picked based on radio play over the last decade on Hot 97. So the top seeds was Chris Brown, Beyonce, No, I'm sorry, not Beyonce, excuse me, Drake, Jay-Z, and who was the last person? I don't fucking know. But we gonna go down this shit. So, they put Chris Brown up against A Boogie with the Hoodie. Do you even know who A Boogie with the Hoodie is?
I've heard of the name.
You heard of him?
As far as the music goes, no.
Okay. So you would probably say Chris Brown is a better artist than him, if that's what you...
Okay.
I'm just asking your opinion. You probably say you would. You don't
Chris Brown ain't that great either.
Okay. They put Young Jeezy up against Travis Scott. I know you don't know who the fuck Travis Scott is. They had Fabulous up against Miguel. They had Usher up against French Montana. They randomly picked these names.
I understand you.
They had Kanye West up against Trey Songz. They had Kendrick Lamar up against the Migos. They had 50 Cent up against Rihanna. And they had J. Cole up against Eminem. This is based on a fan vote.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown beat out A Boogie with the Hoodie 91%.
Okay.
Travis Scott beat out Jeezy 86% to 14%. Miguel beat out Fabulous 69% to 31%.
Who the fuck is Miguel?
Singer.
Okay.
Usher beat out French Montana, and the shit was close. It was 54 to 46%.
This should not be that close.
Kanye beat out Trey Songz 86%. Yeah, 86% of the votes, bro. Wow. Kendrick Lamar beat out the Migos 87%.
Good.
Rihanna beat out 50 Cent 91%.
50 Cent hasn't done anything relevant in years.
And J. Cole beat out Eminem 85% to 15%. 85% of the votes.
I disagree with that, but whatever.
On the other side of the bracket, Jay-Z was up against Future. Jay-Z beat out Future 63%. Nicki Minaj was up against A$AP Rocky.
A$AP Rocky. I know he lost, but I would give it to
Nicki
him.
Nicki Minaj beat him out 74%.
Like I said, I know he lost, but I would give it to him.
Rick Ross went up against Meek Mill.
I mean, Rick should get it.
Meek Mill, 68% of the votes. Yes. Fat Joe went up against Gucci Mane.
I'm sure Gucci won that.
Gucci won 81% of the votes. Drake went up against Beyonce.
Ooh.
Somebody got landslided. Just so you know.
I'll give it to Drake.
Drake landslided her 81% of the votes. Which is surprising. Because
it was going to go one landslide or the other.
Yeah. Lil Wayne went up against Big Sean. It was close, but Lil Wayne took it 55% to 45%. DJ Khaled went against The Weeknd. The Weeknd took it 67%. And then T.I. went against Cardi B. Cardi B.
Yeah, we know Cardi B took that.
She took it. 76% of the votes. So all of them went on to the second round, bro. So in the second round, you had Chris Brown versus Travis Scott. Chris Brown took that 62%. Miguel versus Usher. Usher took that 64%.
Usher should.
He should. Kanye went up against Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick took that 83%. 83% of the votes. Rihanna went against J. Cole. And J. Cole got fans out here. He got fans out here. Because he beat Rihanna 67%.
I don't like Rihanna's music, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like J. Cole either, but.
Then on the other side, Jay-Z went up against Nicki Minaj.
You want to know what? I couldn't even tell you.
Jay-Z took that 72%. Meek Mill went against Gucci Mane. Meek Mill landslided this nigga. 90% of the votes went to Meek Mill.
Have they listened to Meek Mill music?
I don't think they had. Now, Gucci Mane put out 100 projects. I ain't listened to all 100 of these niggas' projects, but I'm sure that he made some better songs and better music than Meek Mill. Drake went against Lil Wayne. It was bad out there for Wayne. He got beat. 91% of the votes went to Drake.
Well, they're both trash, so.
Damn, bro. You don't like them niggas at all.
No.
And then The Weeknd went against Cardi B. The Weeknd took it 79% of the votes.
I'm happy about that.
The Weeknd knocked Cardi out the joint.
Even though I don't really like his shit either.
Really?
Yeah, I listened to one of his albums, and it was just like, I don't know what album it was, how long ago it was. I just know it was nasty, and I didn't want to listen to it.
Yeah. Then we had Chris Brown in the, they call it the Absolute Eight. He's the eight. Chris Brown versus Usher. Usher got his ass whipped. 93% of the votes went to Chris Brown. And this is the vote that happened yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
I mean, I personally think Usher has better music than Chris Brown.
Yeah, he do. You know?
But the fans have spoken. Then we had Kendrick Lamar versus J. Cole. Kendrick Lamar took it 71%. On the other side of the bracket, you had Jay-Z versus Meek Mill. And, of course, Jay-Z took that 77%. And then you had Drake versus The Weeknd. Drake took it 85%. So, as of right now, your final four is Chris Brown versus Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z versus Drake. Y'all can vote on that at hot97.com. But as of right now, as we speak, Drake is beating the shit out of Jay-Z. And Kendrick Lamar is beating the shit out of Chris Brown.
Ohio State came back and took the lead.
Ohio State came back against Wisconsin and took the lead.
Yep. It's 24-21.
Yeah. But what I wanted to ask you, being that we wrapped this up here, right?
Yeah.
With that shit.
I'm glad that's over.
People who weren't on this list. An artist of the decade for you. Like somebody that they put out. I know you. Other than Styles fucking P, okay? We done heard Styles P out of your mouth the whole entire podcast. I got you. Styles P. Other than Styles P. 10 years, the last 10 years, who would you give an artist of the decade nod to? Like somebody that put out some good music over the last 10 years.
I don't know.
Because one of my choices would be Mississippi rapper Big Crit. Over the last 10 years, I think this guy done put out, I think he's put out 5, maybe 6 projects. I mean, he had one dud, but the other 5 projects that he put out, I thought was solid. So if I had to give anybody a nomination for Artist of the Decade, I'd put him out there. Mm-hmm. Other than her Sweetener album, Ariana Grande put out some good albums. Yeah. Dangerous Woman was pretty good.
Every album she put out was good except that one.
You know? So, you put her out there. You know, Lana Del Rey, she done had a couple albums that, I know you probably don't know who she is, but she done had a couple albums out that came out this decade that were pretty good. You know, but if we're talking with Hot 97, they were talking hip hop and R&B. She's more of a pop artist. So, but I mean, there's a lot of good music out there, man. I know you got to sift through the bullshit to find it.
I mean, shit. If we just talk about music in general, you can throw Katy Perry in there, other than her last album.
Katy Perry. Yep. Yep. You know? Katy Perry. Would you put Taylor Swift up there?
People like her, I don't.
There are people like her, I don't.
So, you know.
I mean, if we talk in consistency, she consistently like puts that out.
People
know?
Like her, I don't. Yeah. That's me.
I've actually never heard any of her albums.
I haven't heard an album either. I've heard songs and her songs that they play on the radio or whatever. I don't like any of them. Yeah. So,
you know, it is what it is. But damn, you know, I understand, like, some of your artists don't make it out there, man. They don't get the respect of it. I think they get the respect behind the scenes. Like, if you ask other rappers, like, you know, what do they think of Styles P? They go say he a legend.
Of course they will.
You know, they go say he helped pave the way for them. You know what I'm saying? But
if you're going to say that, give that man the respect he deserves. He's still putting out music. And most of his music, if not all of it, is still better than half a majority of the shit I hear.
Right. But you also got to look at it in this sense, too. I think his fellow artists give him the respect he deserves.
I know he appreciates that shit, too.
But the fan base, like fans. You got people that don't want to listen to that. That don't want to listen to him.
No, it's the fucking younger generation. That's all it is to it.
Now, again, I personally don't knock the younger generation of artists that actually do got bars. Like, it's young dudes out here that got bars and that make good music. But again, they not going to get all the recognition they deserve because you say it all the time. These niggas don't want to hear bars. And it's somewhat true. You know, you got a young guy like Joyner Lucas who nigga be spitting, but you ain't hearing him on the radio.
Nah, I've listened to his shit, and his shit bores me.
His shit bores you?
Like, his shit make me want to go to sleep. And I'm not saying he don't have bars. I'm saying his music, him by himself on the album makes me want to go to sleep.
Hey, man, some people just like that. It's all about preference. You know what I mean?
Yeah. J. Cole's the same way. I listen to his music, makes me want to go to sleep.
It's nappy time with J. Cole. That's why his name J. Cole, because he put that Cole in your ass.
So I don't understand how people think that's good.
Nah, it can be good. It's just...
Yo, you making music that make me want to go to sleep? That ain't good.
I'm saying...
I ain't listening to an album to go to sleep.
I know you ain't listening.
If I want to go to sleep, I'll watch Big Bang Theory because I done seen that for episode. I love it. I don't watch it to go to sleep. I watch it because I seen that for episode and I love it. I can say it word for word.
Right. I understand that. But, you know, I mean, it's music out there for every type of mood. Some music people do put on to fall asleep. That's why you got lullabies for babies and shit. Because it's music to help them go to sleep. Maybe J. Cole falls in that category for you. So the next time you tired in the motherfucker, go and put your J. Cole on so you can go to sleep.
I got no J. Cole on my phone. Hell no. I wouldn't want to accidentally stumble upon that shit.
You wouldn't want?
I'll be mad at myself for that.
So, just because it makes you sleepy, you don't think it's good? It's not good because it makes you sleepy?
No, I can't even pay attention to what he's saying because it's boring.
Oh, okay.
It's boring. If I want to go to sleep, it's because it's boring.
Okay. I got you, man. no J. Cole on your playlist.
No.
Because you don't want to accidentally.
I can't name a song of his. I've listened to probably two albums, and they both sound exactly the same. They sound like a Lloyd Banks album.
Damn, dog. You going to do Lloyd Banks like that too, man?
Yeah. His albums is boring too.
Damn, man. They are. So, I mean, the dude got bars.
Yeah, man. He got bars.
I mean, it's just certain people that just, like, they can't really make songs, I guess.
Yeah. You know?
And we talked about that a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when we was at work the other night, like, some people just can't make songs. They can bar you to death.
Yeah.
You know, put a freestyle, let a freestyle in the booth all day. But when it comes to making a song, it's just not there for them.
No, that ain't your forte.
You know? And some people, they just like that. But it is what it is, man. You got anything else for us, man?
Nah, man. Your irrelevant list that you didn't come up with.
I damn sure didn't come up with it. I mean, at some point, what? We might sit down and do what? Like a top 50 or something?
That'll take some time.
It'll take some time?
Yeah.
We'll be bouncing around ideas and shit. This guy be on the list. This guy be on the joint. I'm already calling the 50th spot. The 50th spot going to 50. I don't know.
He pulled a WWE, had a number 10 spot. The Royal Rumble is always
tied. Yeah. I just pulled that one out of nowhere, you know. But, I mean, one day we probably would do that.
Hey, he could be number 50th. He only dropped two good albums.
What two good albums?
His first and second one.
So it was Get Rich or Die Tryin' and The Massacre?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Curtis won't go.
No, it wasn't.
Animal Ambition was horrible.
Yep. Before Self-Destruct was trash.
Oh, yeah, that was trash.
Oh, he only had two good albums.
Damn.
Like I said.
Damn, 50. With a catalog like that, you might not even make it. I'm just being real, dog. With a catalog like that, you might not even make it. We just thought about it. You might not even make it now, man. Damn.
Well,
man.
If you throw the G-Unit album in there, it could be three.
I still don't know. We might have to throw his mixtape in that joint too, like his first mixtape, the one they.
Well, you can throw the soundtrack in there too. The soundtrack wasn't bad.
Soundtrack to Get Rich or Die Tryin'. The soundtrack.
Yeah.
This nigga got two albums called Get Rich or Die Tryin'. Like, he had to do it twice. Like, I don't know, bro. Damn, 50, you just made us think about you like that.
It wasn't hard to think about. I told you he only had two good albums.
Damn, bro. Like, damn. Just threw a monkey wrench in my number 50, man. Right? Like, we got to put somebody else up there, man. Who number 50? What we doing? What we doing? We pick a Wu-Tang member or something? Like,
nah, don't disrespect Wu-Tang like that.
Dog, it's a lot of artists that came out. Like, come on. Like, I don't think that's disrespectful.
Well, I wouldn't. I would only put them in as a group.
Okay.
You know.
If we put them in as a group, then they got to be higher. I was just saying, if we was individualizing them, then, you know, 50 solo artists. We could probably name 50 solo artists, like, real quick. Like, you know, but it is what it is, man. Like I said, maybe one day we'll do that. You know. You got a favorite song that you've been listening to? Like, a recent song that's like really good.
I've mostly been listening to podcasts, man. But if I had to pick one, it'd be the SP joint I forgot the name of it. Track number three.
Oh shit! I can't name the name of the song.
Yeah, so
you know, but. I know what you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
That song was fire.
Yes.
Like, when that song came on, I was like, ah, this is shit right here. You know? But, as always, man, we appreciate you guys listening to us. Hit up the Facebook group, man. Put some listener questions or topics in there. post up your memes, your videos, any news stories that you hear or want to talk about. Put them joints in the comment section. Post up. We always looking at that. We always trying to, you know, touch on the topics that you guys want to hear about. And if you want to hear something, let us know.
Yeah, man. We will talk about it to the best of our ability.
Yeah. If you want to be on the show and just talk your shit, you're more than welcome to come on.
Yeah.
But don't be all fucking sensitive and shit. When you come up here, don't be coming with that half-ass shit. Because we finna tell you about yourself if you come with some bullshit.
Shit. In my personal opinion, Jason came up with a whole bunch of bullshit. Especially with his top five artists.
Hey, man, we called him out. We called him out. Yeah. We called him out. But you know what I mean? If you come on here and you want to articulate your position, that's fine. Like,
yeah, man.
He said what he had to say about it.
Your opinion is your opinion.
You know, he said what he had to say about it. So,
you know,
it is what it is. But as always, man, we appreciate you guys listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. We'll be back next week with some more episodes for you guys. I'm Antoine Y. Slicker. That's my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
And we out.
We out.